Bruce Dixon. So good afternoon and welcome. Just to repeat what I've said to other submitters, thank you for making your submission. We've read that, so you don't need to reread that out to us. But you're very welcome to speak to that and highlight whatever key points you want to highlight for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
The first thing I've noted here is that, what was it, 23? I've got crops grown specifically for winter feed. Now, is that just brassica crops or and you know, the other concern is who decides whether you've pugged the area. Having large numbers of cattle mostly on winter feed, if you've pugged the area, you can easily fix that in the spring by ploughing and aerating. Mm-hmm. I winter a lot of stock, on daily shift. Is that considered high concentrations of stock because they're moved every 24 hours? And then further down there, this piece about having long grass on pieces that have been that you can't use in the winter months. In my case, some of my farm is quite steep. Some of it is, ranges from 300 metres to 600 that I don't have stock on in the winter. And further on, what is a lake? Does a duck pond come under that? Or is it, in the winter, if you've got large areas that pond, does that become considered a lake? Sort of wanted that sort of clarified. The next piece that concerned me was the working of ground over 20%. In my situation, some of the paddocks, they could quite possibly have bits that are over that, but they're in the middle of the paddock, and if you have to go around them, and I was speaking to a contractor, he reckoned you're better to, if you start going around them, you're contouring around underneath them, and you start creating other problems when you're working them. So, would that be, if you went to a greater slope, I've never actually gone out and measured what is a 20-degree slope to see what it looks like, but and then further on down rule 70 here, the fencing of waterways. In my own case, there's most of 90% of my water runs down the middle of the farm. The creeks meander back and forth. Now, would I be required to? What I would like to do would be to fence it so that it's a separate paddock, that I could still graze it with sheep to control weeds, because in my case, if it was left, it would be, would soon fill up with gorse and broom and even ragwort. And I don't think that the sheep really damage waterways. Well, nothing to the extent cattle do. And the other thing about fencing waterways, and my case, we run a lot of cattle. And if you get a run of frost, you've got no water. And I've noted down here in 1996, I think it was, we had 3 weeks of frost, was that?
That was in a year.
Yeah, and you know, we had no water for stock for 3 weeks, and the only water we had was creek water that we could take them to. And if we didn't have that, well, it'd become an animal welfare issue. Mm. So that was quite a concern of mine. And some of my country that is in the higher part, well, there's no stock up there now, but if we were to fence up in the tussock and bush country, fence lines would have to be dosed, and then you run a fairly big risk of, you know, being sort of fragile soil that would be, you know, slip and, well, yeah, would run away. So, yeah, I sort of like to know whether, you know, in lighter stocking country like that, where the waterways would have to be fenced or not. I've got another note here about fencing further down from me. The Waikato stream's fenced. There's gorse and broom along it that's higher than me, and like if anyone wanted to go fishing in it, well, they just can't get through it. I don't want to end up fencing off creeks and then having a cost, ongoing cost of maintaining it, the weeds and that.
Yeah.
Whereas if I could graze it with sheep, I'd be quite happy. Further on in Rule 23, that the limit of 20 or 50 hectares needs to be, I think that needs to be not a set amount. It would need to be sort of relevant to a farmer's needs, or, you know, in relation to the size of his farm. Then in Rule 70, there's fencing of waterways. Would it not be better to check the quality of the water coming off the farm before, you know, in my case I could be doing it right, but I could not be, but I don't know. Before we go to all the expense of fencing waterways, would it not be better to have tests done, you know, say quarterly, to establish what is happening over the area, you know, the water coming off my farm.
Just in terms of that, on the stock exclusion rule, Rule 70, I've explained to submitters this morning, central government's put out some draft regulations on stock exclusion that would apply nationwide. And it's those regulations were open for submissions, which is now closed. Submission period, and the government's, we understand, aiming to finalise those regulations before the election this year. And once those final regulations come out, then this plan will pretty much have to fall in line with the national regulations. So the plan can't be more lenient than the national regulations. So we as a panel are just waiting to see what central government rules come out in terms of stock exclusion, and our hands will be a little bit tied by that. We certainly understand the concerns that you've expressed, and they've been expressed by a lot of other submitters as well.
Yeah, so like central government, that sort of, well, one plan fits all sort of thing, is it?
Well, we're just waiting to see what they
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add, or shall we see if we have some questions for you?
That's pretty much from me.
Okay, thank you for that. Lord, you're starting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I just picked up on reading your evidence submission 23B3. We picked up a mistake in the plan. You referred to 10,000 litres in a plan that reads at the moment in the 40 JO report is 35,000 cubic metres, which is quite a big difference. So thank you for that. Apart from that, I'm quite happy.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bruce. Your points have been made similarly by a lot of people, and they're on the radar for us to consider. I don't have any questions, thank you.
Good afternoon. Just to help with context, can you tell us where your property is actually located?
We're at 480 Clinker Hill Road, which is between Waikaka and Waikai.
So
it runs from the road, I think we're 259 metres at the road, and the top of the hill is 600.
Extensive property?
1,000 acres. Oh. Well, that's where I live, but we have other properties too.
Yeah.
So your tributaries run down from the top of the hill, correct?
Mostly runs into the middle and down. It's just, I'd say 90% of the water off my place comes down one creek.
Thank you.
Just as your concerns about duck ponds, that's an issue that's been raised by a number of people too, and in the report that the staff prepared in response to submissions, the initial report suggests that they should only be artificial water bodies, ones that have been constructed specifically for that. Yeah. So there's been some clarification there. Not final yet, but that's the sort of direction that we're headed. I was wanted to ask about slope as well. What do you consider to be too steep to cultivate?
Depends on the person doing it and what he's driving, really. My son's a contractor, and I'm pretty sure he gets to work, other people's ground that's more than 20%. He'd probably be quite comfortable driving around that, whereas someone that's been brought up on a flat farm would get into all sorts of bother.
I was thinking more in terms of soil conservation or soil loss. What would be the, depending on soil type, of course, but in your particular situation?
On the paddock part of my farm, depending where it is, if it's handy to a creek, I wouldn't bother, but if it's a way out, long way from a water body, well, no problem working.
Right. Okay, no, that's good. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. I don't have any questions either. The points you've made have been made very clearly, so thank you for that.